Proclamation number 8152 of 16th of April, 1962. The spiritual grounding of the work of redemption. You would have sunk into the night of death without salvation if my love had not accomplished the work of mercy which redeemed you from sin and death. There was no other salvation left for you than that a work of atonement was accomplished for your past guilt of sin, so that you would become free again from an immeasurable guilt which would have kept you eternally in the night of death. And this atonement, the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, of such great significance that you humans cannot take note often enough, that you also have to make use of this act of salvation for yourselves in order to become free from the dreadful guilt of your past apostasy from me and to be able to enter the kingdom of light and bliss again after your physical death. For this kingdom was closed to you, and it remained closed until I myself descended to earth in order to make atonement for you in the man Jesus, for your immense guilt which you could not have atoned for yourselves. No human being is aware of the greatness of that former guilt, and no human being can grasp the depth of the work of mercy which the man Jesus accomplished for his fallen brothers, in whom I embodied myself, which I needed a human form to receive me. Otherwise my abiding amongst people would have been impossible, who would have passed away in view of the light and strength which my being emanates because it is perfect. The man Jesus, whose soul came to earth from the kingdom of light, offered me this cover, i.e., he himself completely received my being, which is love in itself, into himself, and this love now made satisfaction for the guilt of sin of the whole of humanity. As God, I would not have been able to suffer, but the human being Jesus took upon himself a measure of suffering which would have exceeded his human strength had it not been for the love in him which strengthened his external shell, i.e., which was the strength which enabled him to accomplish his work. Time and again it is to be presented to people that the descent of Jesus, my Son, whom I myself sent to earth, had a profound spiritual reason, that not only one human being walked a path of suffering for earthly motives, on whom fellow human beings took offense in their hatred because they suspected him of earthly transgressions. The suffering and pain the man Jesus endured in order to bring salvation to his fellow human beings from utmost spiritual adversity was of a completely different nature. He, being completely pure and sinless, found himself in the midst of the kingdom of sin, and his soul suffered immeasurable torment, for it recognized that the kingdom of darkness held people under its spell, that they themselves were too weak to ever be able to free themselves from the Prince of Darkness, and since the soul came to earth from the kingdom of light, the earth was a special torment for it which, however, it was unable to break through by virtue of its light for the sake of people's freedom of will. People should come to the light within themselves by living in love. And therefore he preached the commandments of love to them as a matter of priority. Therefore he tried to enlighten people about the great spiritual adversity they were in. But the great work of mercy, the dreadful suffering and hardship, which only ended with the death on the cross, had to be accomplished if the atonement for humanity's guilt of sin was to be made. And the man Jesus saw this dreadful path of suffering before himself and he walked it consciously. Because love was the driving force in him, because I myself was in him, who wanted to redeem humanity from sin and death. Time and again it shall be made clear to you humans that you should not pass by the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. You should believe that you are hopelessly lost if you don't accept his act of mercy, if you don't allow yourselves to be redeemed of your own free will, For the gate to the kingdom of light is and remains closed for every soul which is still burdened by its original sin, for which only the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ was able to make atonement, and therefore must also be appealed to, so that its guilt, too, may be redeemed through his love and grace. Otherwise the soul will remain eternally burdened and will never be able to enter the kingdom of light and bliss. Just as death on the cross is not just a human matter, it is of such immense significance for the whole of humanity of the past, the present and the future that you humans must time and again take a stand on Jesus' act of salvation, in whose shell I myself, the eternal deity, manifested myself, because I myself wanted to redeem people from sin and death. Do not pass by him who has united himself with me. Do not pass by Jesus Christ, who sheltered me in himself in order to redeem you, otherwise you would have sunk without salvation into sin and death. Amen.